I worked in the Oak Loch Sands, of course, for during the war and after the war, and about 1949, 1950, I moved from Oak Loch Sands shop, and I went in partnership with a man, Tom Corley, who made suits and used to deliver them to other people, other firms around, of course, including Oak Loch Sands. And he asked me one time would I be interested in going into a shop that he was going to buy in Talbot Street. And I got in touch with Páirc Uile Áit Sáinn, and he advanced me a loan to go in as a co-director in the shop. And I worked there for 2 or 3 years, and eventually I decided to set up my own shop in Talbot Street because there was a shop going on the market, and I said I'd go in and think of buying it. Went in, made the arrangements, and I bought my own shop. Now, that was at the corner there of Corporation Street. And I did that for 3 or 4 years, and I used all sports, and more or less it was into sports. At that time, football, hurling, soccer, we did a whole range of sports good, which was very, very good at the time, and I got a lot of clubs coming into the shop. And then I was the first man to start her off, and we manufactured racing nicks for cyclists who wanted those, and there was a leather patch put on the bottom of them for the cycling purposes. And that was very good because I got all the racing fraternity coming into me looking for these particular shorts, which they used in cycling and other things. And then we had jerseys as well, and I had referees come in, and I always remember one referee coming, a soccer referee, who came into the shop, and his name was Charlie O'Leary, and he lived, oddly enough, up beside me in the Holt Road. And Charlie was a well-known referee, small in stature, but reckoned one of the best referees in soccer, AUL, at the time. And I put a lovely crest on it, a Four Provinces crest, which at the time was the soccer crest. And that turned out all right, and everybody was pleased with it, until I got a ring from the secretary of the FAI, Joe Wickham, and he wanted to know who gave me the authority to put FAI crests on referees' outfits without getting permission from the FAI. So I just told Mr. Wickham that I was quite entitled to do it. After all, the GAA had crests the very same with the Four Provinces, and that's what I was putting on the crest. What happened to it after I put it on was up to the referee himself, although he got referee FAI on it. Now, I said I didn't do that part, but I did the crest. The business then began to suffer in the years that followed up to 1954, when we got the big depression in Dublin. The building trade sat down. There was very little business done in any of the shops around, and only those who had the capital to outlive that succeeded in doing it, whereas I was in the unfortunate position that I hadn't got the capital to sustain me staying on, and I had to give it up, sell the shop at a loss, and that was the end of the business. Lucky enough, out of the blue, I got a ring. The Evening Press had started in 1954, and I got a ring from the then sports editor, Paddy Flynn, and he asked me would I be interested in writing the GAA column for the evening, the new Evening Press. And I was only delighted. So I said I would, and I did. And in the same year, I was able to marry my fiancee, Anne McDonough. And that was a happy coincidence because we were now in a better position financially than we had been before I got married. But now with the big column in the Evening Press, and I continued writing for the Evening Press from 1954 till the press was shut down in 1995. And it was an awful injustice to all the workers there that such a thing happened, because it was a very good paper, and I became just as well known writing more or less Dublin columns at the time and talking about Dublin teams that I became very much, I must say, identified with Dublin when Dublin teams were playing.